Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12-powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
It is time to introduce the one, the only, the for now shortest guy in our family, Andrew Burris! Wasabi, Andrew Wasabi!
I was feeling it, so you said the short thing.
No, you're getting taller though. You're getting close to my height. I might be the shortest soon.
I feel like you stop growing at a certain age.
I'm 25.
That's not true.
No, it is true.
Isn't it 22? And your brain stops growing when you're 25?
Oh, no, I think it's 25 for everything. But, like, you have, like, a growth spurt, but then you drastically grow less, but you're still growing until you're 25.
Dang.
So if you had a growth spurt at, like, 16, you still have 9 years of slight growth. So you might beat me, and I will be very sad on that day.
Okay.
Yep.
Thank you for having me, Alex.
Thank you for coming, Andrew.
You know, I always find it funny that you always bring me onto these podcasts.
Why?
Because, like, when I meet new people.
Yeah.
I can talk for like 5 minutes before I gotta leave.
Yeah. And now you talk. This is our first time ever doing a podcast, just you and me.
Is this?
This is my second video ever doing a podcast without Roy, because the first one was Alexis last week.
Are you sure?
Yeah. And this
I'm
is
pretty
first...
sure we did one.
Really?
Just us before.
Just us?
Isn't this our second one of Just Us?
Do you know? I don't think so. We've done two with Roy.
Yeah, but we did one without Roy. No?
Maybe. I don't think so. It must not have been memorable.
All right. Yeah. This one's going to be so memorable. Here we go. 3, 2, 1, go.
So I want to get your perspective on all things proposal.
Your proposal or just any proposal?
My proposal.
Oh, yeah.
But you didn't know any of it because I was planning it before you got here. Then you were here for like a month and a half or like a month or whatever. Before it even happened.
Yeah, you were lying to me to my face.
I was lying to him a lot.
I was like, when are you gonna... Oh, he showed me him asking the dad.
Yeah.
And then I said, when are you gonna propose? And then he said, maybe next year. And I was like, oh, okay. That seems far away.
Yeah, and he was at VidCon. And while he's at VidCon, I was... And it was his first time at VidCon without me or Aaron.
That's true.
While he was there, I was doing the Yosemite thing and asking the parents. And then we got together. I was like, guess what I did? He's like, guess what I did? I was like, okay, let me tell you mine. And he was like, oh! And I showed him the dad video. I showed him like all that stuff like a couple days after I showed them. So that means it's only 2 days till when I actually proposed. And he was asking, when are you going to do it? I was like, oh, probably... When are you leaving again? He was like, August 2nd. I was like, probably after that. And he was like, oh, man. And I was like, yeah. And then a couple days later, we went to go film the music video. He had no idea. So how did that day go for you? We woke up.
You told me to vlog it because I've been in kind of a slump recently, not vlogging. So you told me to vlog it. I thought you were trying to...
encourage you
to start vlogging, but you wanted me to just get footage of you proposing.
No, I was like, the whole time I was like, Andrew, I want to give you something before we filmed. And he's like, what? I was like, I want to gift you the BTS to our song.
What a guy.
And he was like, okay. And I was like, Andrew, it's gonna be a good song, and it's the first song me and Alex ever wrote, and we made it together, and you can have the BTS. It's going to be great. Just vlog. And then don't. And I was like, do me a favor. Just vlog it. If you don't want to use it, you don't have to. And he's like, okay. and then what? And then we got there.
And then you guys sang. I filmed the whole like 3-minute song.
Mm-hmm.
And then we did it again. The whole 3-minute song.
And you vlogged it.
It's the same thing twice.
And you filmed it.
Filmed it.
Were you?
Nothing happened.
Was it weird that I was pressuring you to do it again?
Yeah.
And then on the third take, what happened?
And then on the third take, my camera died. So.
On the third take, but then after the second take, and then I was like.
You should film. I don't know.
I was like, Andrew, you should film. You're like, oh, I already got the other takes. And I was like, yeah, but maybe something will happen. Maybe like we'll kiss or maybe, I don't know. Just like keep filming. And you're like, all right. And then his vlog camera, he turned it on, it died because he told me it was going to and it did. And then he had the thing. But that's the worst time for it to die.
Yeah.
Dang it.
Yeah. But I still got good footage, I think.
Yeah.
Everybody else is filming. So it was a good day.
Yeah. So yeah, it's going to, you have the BTS on your channel now. Yeah. So make sure to go subscribe, check him out. Check out our video and then the BTS if you want, like his aspect of it. That's what happened. And when it happened, what was your reaction? Redo it with your phone. Like, okay, you're filming.
Okay.
And then.
So I'm filming you guys. Wait. I wasn't even filming you guys yet.
No, on the phone you were. On the vertical.
I was filming the whole time, wasn't I? Okay, so I was filming and I was just like this.
Because it's the third take, you're bored.
And then you took the microphones. I thought you were going to like do a little joke or something. Yeah. But then no joke. You put down the microphones. You stand her up. I don't see anything yet.
You don't realize it yet?
Nope. You stand her up, and then you get on a knee. I don't realize it yet.
Knee?
I didn't realize until after that.
What? Until the whole speech?
I thought it was a joke again. But then your voice started cracking. I was like, no. And then it was surreal.
And
it
was, he's crazy. Like, it's heaven! And then he's jumping up and down. And Roy was all excited. It was so fun.
Wow.
Yeah. Are you glad I didn't tell you?
Yes. Yes. I'm very glad. I would have been nervous if you told me.
Yeah. That like Leo. Leo was nervous, but Aaron was upset that I didn't tell him.
He is very upset.
He was upset.
He is still very upset.
No. No, he's not. Because if I had Aaron and Ronnie there, it just didn't make sense. Because if they're there for the music video, and then Ronnie's just going to randomly be crying, and I didn't trust Aaron to not tell Ronnie. So if they were there, they're like, why are they here for the music? Like, what?
Yeah.
And so like, it was hard. And then also, I invited Aaron to Yosemite, but he didn't know I was going to ask the parents.
Maybe that's why he feels bad, because he missed out on, he could have did something, but he missed out on that.
He said, if I knew that's why you were going to Yosemite, I would have dropped everything. We would have canceled flights. We would have gone. And I was like, well, hot dog.
It's okay.
Yeah, but it's okay. And he said, so he's going to be the
best man.
Yeah, no, you're going to be the best man. He's going to be the ordained guy, officiant. Yeah, he's going to probably be that.
Oh, best man. I've been trying to do the speech since you proposed, and I can't even.
I know.
I can't think of a speech.
The day of, we got home, and he started asking me questions about, hey, how long do best man speeches have to be? I'm going to start working on mine. He's like, do you have the example of Aaron's and Roy's speech that you had? And I was like, let me check. And I did. And I was like, oh, it's still in my notes. And I sent that. He's like, okay, good. And I was like, yeah, just say, you got this. And it's still so far away.
It's got to be pretty good. It's got to be good.
Are you going to be able to speak in front of all your family and friends?
Yeah. Like, Dad couldn't speak at Aaron's wedding because he was crying the whole time.
Yeah.
That's not going to be a problem for me. The problem for me is, it's going to be scary to talk in front of other people. That's what I'm saying.
Like he
you have a lot of friends.
Yeah, and you know all of them. It's weird. Weddings are always weird because you go and then you can look around and there's people from different parts of your life. I'm like, oh my gosh, that's my cousin I haven't seen in 10 years. That's my friend since elementary school. That's my California best friend. That's my, I got in a fist fight with that guy and we're still best friends. And stuff like that. And then it's like, oh, there's my cousins. There's my this, that. There's my boxing coach. This is so weird. Like, so many people.
Were you the kind of kid that always dreamt of their dream wedding?
No, I was the kind of kid that always dreamt of providing a dream proposal and wedding to my significant other.
Dang.
Yeah.
That's a good answer.
Yep. So, yeah. What? So, how are you going to do it?
I don't know. it's gonna be a while.
Do you have anybody in mind?
what
I'm just what wondering is, I'm inquiring
every
about
episode
line.
I'm just wondering
there's nobody yet.
Maybe I don't know.
There you go.
I don't know.
I feel like there was a statistic that I saw and it said that probably
have met your yeah, lover probably, already.
If you're past the age of like 20 or something, or 21 or 22, then you probably already know the person you're going to marry.
I do.
Oh, I'm already taken, Andrew. And I told you, if you're a kid, we cannot get married. We're brothers. And you're like, but I want the marriage.
Hold your hand. Huh? Hold your hand.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's sad. He remembers the moment I said we can't hold hands anymore. And he brings it up often. I bring it up often, too. I feel bad about it. But it had to be done. You were like 12 years old.
We don't
got to
talk about it. We don't got to talk about it again.
He was 12 years old and we were holding hands. And I loved holding hands. We held hands everywhere we went. But then I was like, hey, Andrew.
You got to stop.
I was like, you're getting older, man. You're starting to look like a man.
I didn't look like a man until like last year.
But you're just getting older. And I'm like, oh, like it's not a, I was like, you, this is going to be where you're going to end up breaking up with me. So I wanted to do it first. Huh? One day you're going to be like, hey, like on the way to high school or college, you're going to be like, hey, we can't hold hands anymore.
You want to avoid the heartbreak on your side.
Yeah, so I had to break your heart so you couldn't break my heart. But now you're a big boy and you're in your second half of college now.
Second half, yeah.
And it's a new college.
It's a new college.
Why did you transfer colleges?
Because my first college
sucked.
What? It was a...
It's Mr. B's college.
Mr. B's college, the major I was in, it wasn't good. We had one teacher for it. He was kind of creepy towards girls. So I'm going to leave because he didn't teach me anything.
Oh, and then so now you're going to from ECU to UNC.
UNCW.
Hey-o.
And that's, you know, they call it Wilmingwood?
Wilmingwood? Yeah.
Wilmingwood.
Yeah.
It's the like Hollywood.
Number one place in
America.
North Carolina movies. That films. Mm-hmm. And also, it's one of the top places in America that films. Other than Hollywood, Wilmington is like, it's where they film the Outer Banks, it's where they film that Lighthouse movie.
You know that one show that's popular right now?
Outer Banks.
The other one. The Summer I Turned Pretty? Yeah. That's in Wilmington.
Yeah.
And people love it.
Wilmington is a very highly filmed place. And if I had to pick a college, I would pick a beach college. It's going to be so fun.
But it's an East Coast beach college, though. Storms during the winter, and I'm going during the fall semester.
Yeah, but it's still nice. Like, and if you're at ECU and you're at college, and then there's nothing to do, what are you gonna do? What do you do at night? Like, if you have nothing to do,
usually we would like go break into old abandoned buildings.
That was always fun. I used to do that. And then, but now you can just go to a bonfire on the beach, or just go look at the stars, or just go to like a beach restaurant, or it's just so nice. It's gonna be so fun. You're gonna love it.
Thank you.
And you're gonna do something I've never done before.
What is it?
Live alone. I've never lived alone ever.
That's hard to believe.
Why?
I don't know.
I'm very dependent specimen.
Huh?
I just like having an audience.
Mm.
So if there's nobody there to make laugh, then I'm bored. Mm. So. Yeah, are you nervous about that at all? Are you excited about it?
No, not nervous at all. I am excited. I don't think it's going to be bad. But I am a little bit worried that I'm going to go crazy. Like,
I don't think you're
isolation all alone.
I think you're going to enjoy it.
Why?
I've never really had a place to escape. I've never had a place where, like, I don't have to talk to anybody. I don't see anybody. I don't have to, like, do anything except for my room. Like, it's the only place. I've always had roommates. I've always lived with somebody. So I would just, like, isolated to my room. Now you have your whole place. All you have to do is go in the door and that whole place is you.
But what if I hear a scary noise at night?
Then you just gotta grow some hair on your bowels.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Just make sure to lock your doors every time because you are alone. And people are like, oh, he's by himself. So, yeah.
Oh,
just
man.
Like, I don't know. Alexis lived by herself for a long time.
Should I be advertising that I'm living alone? Shouldn't I like lie and say?
No, it's fine. Alexis lived alone for a long time and she was fine. But just make sure you lock your doors and stuff. Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you'd be good.
All
right. And you live in an apartment building, right? It's not like a separate house.
Oh, it's not like a separate house.
Yeah,
no.
So you're fine. You have security. They have like to get in townhouse? So many doors.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Really?
Wait, can they get from outside straight to your door?
I think so.
Oh, okay, well, that should be fine. In my house, like, it's just straight up to the door too, so.
Yeah.
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 How many girlfriends have you had in your life?
I've had one girlfriend ever in my life.
And how long did that last?
2 years.
And how long ago was that?
3.5 years?
Dang. It's been that long?
Wait. No, 4 years.
4 years? That's even longer than the first time you said.
Yes, it's 4 years.
Yeah, that's crazy. And so are you enjoying single life? Are you do you miss being a boyfriend?
I miss being a boyfriend.
Yeah, you miss like just being a boyfriend and just talk like, you know, being in a relationship with somebody. Or are you just enjoying college life and just like?
No, I
you miss being a boyfriend? I mean, I love being in a relationship. I've always been a boyfriend guy. Well, now I'm a fiance guy, but I've always been a relationship kind of guy.
I just like having a best friend that I could kiss. I mean, Lucas. But
I put a picture of Lucas up so you can see what he's his best friend.
Thank you.
Kiss him. He's right here. Come on, do it. Is he staying at ECU?
Yes, he is staying at ECU.
Okay. Well, he's probably going to visit.
He might.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You got a couch now. That's good. What? Are you laughing because you thought he's going to sleep in the bed with you? Is that why?
No, it's just, I don't know. I'm just, okay. I'm back in.
But yeah, so you miss having a best friend that you can kiss. Mm-hmm. What do you think your strengths as a boyfriend are? Just put it out there, a little advertisement for the future wife if she's watching. What do you think?
What is this? I don't know. Okay, my strengths as a lover?
Yeah. I didn't say lover, but okay.
I think I care a lot. I got big dreams.
You got a lot of stuff, huh?
I like
big heart.
I like walking around, holding hands.
Yeah.
I was gonna say I care again, but I already said.
What do you so in a relationship? What should you warn future girlfriends about? Like, are you the jealous type?
I am the jealous type. I'm very jealous. I'm the most jealous person I've ever met.
Really?
Yes.
Why?
I got it from you.
I'm not jealous. I'm so confident and secure.
No, I'm so jealous. I'm working on it.
How so?
I don't know. If I just see my lover going, if she laughs hard, if she laughs at all to another guy's, any other human's joke, I'm like, whoa. I'm like, whoa.
Why? Do you think nobody's allowed to be funny?
No.
Well,
why is she laughing at another guy's joke?
Okay, let's dive into it. So what do you think is the reason for that? So the reason I think, like for example, the reason I think you're okay with living alone is because you grew up alone, because all your siblings are older. Yeah. So I grew up with siblings, so I always had people there. So what do you think the reason is for why you think the jealousy comes from? Because usually that spawns from something else. So you think it has to do with your other relationship? You think it has to do with how you
feel like that would be the easiest, the relationship thing would be the easiest answer.
Yeah, because... we're not going to talk bad about anybody, but your last relationship, there was a lot of...
This was 4 years ago.
There's a lot of manipulation into making you jealous out of fabricated stories.
Mm.
Right?
Mm.
Remember she would make up stuff just to make you mad and make you jealous? And then you were like, that didn't even happen!
I block out things a lot. I don't know.
Oh, well, he was telling me one time, he's like, oh yeah, there's this and that and then a coworker. And I'm like, what? And then he's like, the next few days later, he's like, she made it all up to make me jealous for no reason because she wanted me to be jealous to let her know I care. Or like, and then I was like, what? So I think that's probably where it comes from.
Okay.
But Alexis had a lot of baggage from previous relationships too.
Mm.
And we got through it. And you just got to be patient. Oh, well, I guess I'm talking to you. You got to be patient with him and let him work it out and let him figure out that you're not people that was in his past. And it'll eventually figure it out and then you'll get past it and then you're stronger.
Yeah, what's your biggest flaw as a lover?
Mine is, I would say, too much stamina.
Try again.
I think it's hard for me to immediately see their side. Like at first I'm like, no, this. And then they kind of try to explain. And then I'm just like, yeah, but this. And then later I'm like, oh yeah, I could see it from that side. Cause in the heat of the moment. So I think that was probably, it's not a big flaw, but it's the only one I could think of.
It's pretty self-aware. That's a pretty good flaw to say.
When me and Alexis, in our early days, when we would get in arguments, she would want time. She would want to separate and like go to the other room and think and like talk about it later. And I would want to talk about it now.
Mm.
And but not like now. I just I just want to know the reasoning behind things. So she blows up and she gets all upset. And I'm like, what just happened? What is it? And then she wouldn't want to talk about it. Mm. But I'm just lost. I'm left in the blue. I'm like, what? I don't know what is happening. I'm just in the other room, like, panicking. I'm like, what? You got to tell me at least. And then we come to the compromise. She at least tells me what it is. And then she can go have her own alone time. And then I actually learned to like having time to think and process it. Mm. And whenever we're like, whenever I'm in a dispute with anybody, I prefer text, because then you don't have to talk. You don't have to respond right away. You can think about it and you can see what you're about to say, and you can say what you want to say instead of accidentally saying something out of emotion. And that's why I like having discussions, like heated discussions over text, which a lot of people are like, no, I don't want to talk on the phone. I want to call you. I want to FaceTime. I want to talk in person. I'm like, no, why? Let's at least get out what we want to say, articulate it correctly, have time to process our responses, and then we can talk about it after. So yeah, you'll figure all that stuff out.
You think arguments are
necessary?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. I think if you don't argue, then you're just hiding emotions. You're hiding things, because if nobody fits perfectly together automatically, you have the same trauma, you have the same baggage, you have the same scars. Everybody experiences life different, so you have to like go through the rough patches to understand them better.
Yeah,
and then that's they can understand
thought,
you better.
That's what I always thought. But then Lucas, second shout out, he has a girlfriend now, and he said he's never had any argument with her. And I was like, what?
Well, not yet, but because a lot of people like Lucas, I don't know Lucas very well, but I've seen him in your videos, and he seems very timid and shy, and I'm assuming the type he dates is also that way.
She's very loud.
Oh, well, being timid and shy, it's hard to confront things. So you have to get to a certain level of comfortability. Sometimes it takes a year. Sometimes it takes more than a year for you to speak up and be like, hey, it hurts my feelings when you say like this, or when you make that joke, or hey, like, this is what I need in a relationship. And like to voice that. And has he been in a relationship before?
No.
See, so like it's hard. Like he has to learn, oh, you have to speak up for yourself. It's going to be forever. You can't just like coast by and be like, things don't bother me. I'm just going to suck it up, whatever. Eventually, it's your life. It's forever. You have to speak up. And you have to be like, this is what I needed from a relationship if you want me to be happy. If not, we can just keep doing this. Yeah. And it's both sides. So, yeah.
Yeah.
So you have 2 more years of college, right?
I have 2 more years of college.
That's crazy. You're halfway through. I think you're tied with Aaron for college.
If I keep going, I'm going to beat Aaron in college?
Yeah, I think once you start this next semester, I think you've beaten him. I think he did 2 years.
He didn't finish college?
I think he has his bachelor's or something, but he didn't do 4 years.
Isn't bachelor's?
2 years, I think. Or
I thought those associates.
What?
Four.
Oh, 4 is bachelor's? Associates is 2? Yeah. So I think he has
Do I have a degree right now?
I don't know.
Do I have a degree? Associate's degree?
I feel like you should know. You're the one that should know this.
All right.
Let's just say you do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's just keep going.
Yay! Congratulations!
I got an associate's degree.
Actually, I think I did 2 years of community college too. So. Hey, gay! Congratulations to me!
I didn't know you went to college.
I went to community college because I was going to... Me and Roy both went to community college. And then after 2 years, we were supposed to transfer. Mm. And he did... And then I didn't yet. I was going to, but then YouTube started taking off. So then I was like, oh, I'm going to focus on this while he's in college. Wow. And so that's why I did all the writing and stuff. And then we would get together to film. And then, or I'd send him the script. And he'd be like, cool, let's do it. Or sometimes I didn't even send him the script. I was like, hey, I'm coming over. We'll do this video. And then we would film the video. And then he would edit it in his free time.
Wow.
And then when we went to California, we got an editor. So then he became a writer with me. So we both wrote ideas, but I was doing it for like 6 years or like, say we moved here at 24. So 8 years I was writing. So then I started taking a back seat to writing. I was letting him write. And then I just, that caused a lot of problems.
Wait, 8 years? When did you
start? From 16 or 15 is when we started. We moved when we were 24. We got an editor when I was 24. And once we got the editor, I let Roy take over the writing. We both started writing, but then I started like fading off because I was doing it for so long. I was like, oh, I'm gonna take a little break. Okay. And then he didn't like that.
Oh. Well,
and then but every time I hang out with Roy now, I'm so glad we're friends again, because he makes me laugh so hard, and he just knows me so well. He knows the right amount of like crossing the line. I mean, he doesn't cross the line all the way, but he'll like, get right on the line enough to make me like die laughing. And when he does make me laugh, like I can see in his eyes how excited he gets because I'm always the class clown. I'm always making people laugh. So I can see how excited he gets and he doubles down and he starts going harder and harder whenever I start laughing and it makes me laugh even more. Same with Aaron. I feel like Aaron, he just really likes when he can get me to actually laugh, like belly laugh. And when he does, he just keeps doubling down on it. They just get so excited. I feel like I'm not a super easy guy to make laugh, I guess. Like, I wonder if you can tell my fake laughs, like, just to be nice, or my actual laughs where I'm, like, tearing up because I'm laughing so hard. Well, I think he's never seen the actual laugh before. That's why. Just a whole lifetime of fake laughs. Look at him, 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 look at him.
Look at the look life at leave my eyes.
Well,
we should play that game where we gotta say a word. No, they say a word, and then we say the word that we think of, and then we try to match each other.
Yeah, no, we say a word. What so we mean? Say 1, 2, 3, we say a word. And then we say 1, 2, 3, and we have to think of a word that combines those words.
Oh, that's a different version. Okay.
That's the only correct version. Here we go, ready? Okay. 1, 2, 3, blue. Water.
Oh. Easy. Come on.
1, 2, 3, ocean. Oh. Look at that. What about that other game where they do the letters? Like, I'll say a letter, you say a letter. So we say 1, 2, 3, I say a letter, and directly after, you say a letter.
I don't get it.
And then we have to think of a word that starts. I start the word, you end the word.
Got you. Let's
so
do it.
As soon as you say a letter, it's free. We both go.
Do we both say the letter same time?
No, I say it first, and then, so 1, 2, 3, A, Z. Like okay. That. So we don't mix up the words. Okay. Ready? 1, 2, 3, R.
S.
Rose. Nope. Ross. No, that's a name. Roses. Haha. And, oh, it has to be 5 letters too. I forgot. It has to be at least 5 letters. For? Because it's too easy to think of 3 letters. Okay. So roses. I win.
Let's try again. Let me
go. Okay.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, P.
T. Pottery. No. Wait.
Potent. Dang.
One more time. Last one. Okay.
1, 2, 3, D.
B. DB. The doorknob? Yeah.
That's a good one.
Boom.
Nice. Okay, now let's ask ChatGPT what our curses are.
Okay.
Because I saw a trend that people do where they ask ChatGPT, and since you do a lot of research on there and like you ask it to help you with stuff, it kind of knows about your life and it just knows who Alex Wasabi is. So you open ChatGPT, you say, what's my curse? And it tells you you're pretty much your flaw. It kind of puts it in your face. Oh, the curse of shifting shelves or selves, shifting selves. What's yours titled?
My curse is a lot. Hold on.
Dang. Oh, I have 3. It says the curse of shifting selves, the curse of eternal charisma, and the curse of almost.
I got the curse of feeling too much.
Dang. Is that only one?
Uh-huh.
Okay, what?
Give me more.
Explain it. What's of feeling too much?
Simple, true, cuts deep. A few more variations. Okay, it says the curse of the open heart.
Surgery.
Mm.
Mm. What is it?
You know, I want to cry on one of these podcasts someday. And I think today's the day.
Okay.
Can you make me cry?
Yeah. I got to prepare. But I am good at making people cry.
Can you do it?
No, I don't think I can do it right now.
Okay.
Okay. Mine says, the curse of shifting selves. You are many versions of yourself, all brilliant, all in flux. One moment, you're a lover serenading the stars. Next, a warrior chasing purpose through pixels and punchlines. Whoa, that's crazy.
Oh my gosh.
What? It says, I'm a lover, and then I'm also a warrior, like boxing, and purpose through pixels and punchlines. You thrive in many worlds, but never feel quite whole in just one. Why they gotta make it dark at the end? The curse of eternal charisma. Kind of stuff. Everyone is drawn to you, but no one ever really sees you. The real you lives behind 1,000 crafted smiles, clever quips, and cinematic reveals. Whoa. You're loved loudly, yet you wonder, is it ever for who you truly are? Alex Fasabi or Alex Burris? How'd they know my real last name? The curse of almost. You're always on the edge, almost ready, almost enough. The universe seems to flirt with your dreams, but never fully commits. You keep pushing, but maybe the next try is the one. Damn! That is specificado.
What?
Andrew!
Yeah?
Your eyes are bulging out of your head. We should go to the sponsor, ZocDoc.
That's right. Excuses, excuses, excuses. That's me. Every time I get injured, I'm like, oh, it'll heal on its own. Oh, it's probably not that bad. I don't want to waste the doctor's time. And I got to book an appointment. But thanks to ZocDoc, you can make it easy. There's no reason to delay.
Absolutely. So after this podcast, I'm probably going to go and get ZocDoc and just get this neck pain out the way.
Because it's easy.
ZocDoc is easy. Not only ZocDoc is free, but you can get hooked up with the highest in-network doctors and easily and instantaneously book it.
Instantaneously, right, you say?
That's better than instant.
What? It's true. It's just, it's so true. It's
ow,
funny.
Oh, my neck. I need ZocDoc. Last week, I booked an appointment for ZocDoc because of my heel pain.
Mm-hmm.
I got an appointment the same day.
Oh.
For my heel pain. Yeah, he literally, so I have this heel pain. And apparently I have plantar fasciitis, which is like inflamed like arches or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And he gave me a cortisone shot the same day in my heel. Yes.
Dang.
I was not expecting that.
It hurt?
It did hurt. And it wasn't, it couldn't have been possible without ZocDoc.
Yeah.
They feel
did
better.
They did the freeze thing, right?
They before did, they froze did it and then they stabbed it and they go, I was like, ZocDoc, no!
Hey, yeah, the freezing technique is dope. They yes. did that for me when I hurt my elbow in boxing. They were yeah. like, the doctor was like, okay, here we go. I was like, oh, I'm so scared. And he said, psh, numbed it with some instant freeze thing. And then boom, didn't
it's
feel
crazy.
Anything. Didn't feel nothing.
Yeah, I didn't know it was a thing.
Yeah.
Ever.
That was awesome. You ever wake up with like some random pain?
Yeah, it's always back pain.
Yeah, back pain.
Yeah.
Always. Sometimes I wake up like my eyes are puffy. Sometimes I wake up and like my jaw hurts. Sometimes I wake up and my arm it's asleep.
Sure.
Like those are things I should probably get checked out.
You should.
Yeah.
You should.
And I didn't before ZocDoc. Oh. Now I'm like, oh, okay. All right. Oh, let me go. Oh, let me go. Because I don't heal as fast as I used to.
Nope.
I used to be Wolverine. But now I'm just another superhero that doesn't heal.
Yeah, you're just a wombat.
Yeah, I'm just a wombat.
You're just a wombat. So do yourself a favor. Stop putting off these appointments and go to ZocDoc.com/SpicyFruit and book a high-rated doctor today.
That is ZocDoc.com/SpicyFruit. ZocDoc.com/SpicyFruit.
To instantaneously book a top-rated doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Do it!
Better than instant. Andrew.
Yep.
I think curse was too negative. Let's go positive. I haven't seen this trend, but maybe we say, ask ChatGPT, what's our gift? What's my gift?
What's my gift in life?
If your curse is something like the curse of shifting selves, always evolving, always adapting, then your gift is this. The gift of resonance.
What does that mean?
I don't know. What's your title? I want to hear your title first.
Your gift. My gift.
Yeah.
My gift is turning moments into meaning.
Hey, you know what he somebody suggested it to him years ago and he never stopped is doing monthly what is it,
dumps,
monthly dumps.
Yeah, on my Instagram story every last day of the month I put all the pictures together in a little collage.
Yeah, because he always comes here every summer and he's always like, oh, we got to make this the best summer ever, we got to make it like this. And then
it becomes the best summer every time. It beats every last one.
And then what was the, who told you that? To start doing dumps just so you can see what you actually did. Because you always go through the month and you're like, oh, we got to do
I
more.
Don't remember what happened. I have bad memory. I want to remember what happened.
Yeah. So who told you, Aaron or me?
I don't think either one of you said.
I think somebody told you something and you're like, you know, somebody told me to start doing dumps and I really like it. And I've been doing it every month for years now.
I just saw other people's stories that they were doing it.
Well, he started doing it, and then he realized what he's actually done, and you do a lot. So what
resonance?
Yeah, go ahead. Oh, resonance? Okay, the gift of resonance.
You have a way of making people feel false. Whether it's laughter through a screen, lyrics in a song, or moments captured in a glance, false. Mm. You reach into hearts and echo something real. You don't just create content, you create connection. You speak in many languages, humor, vulnerability, romance, absurdity. Mm. What? That is so accurate. And somehow, no matter what mask you wear, your soul still shines through. What? That is so... What? Humor, yes. Vulnerability, yes. Romance, obviously. Absurdity, yes. What? That's like me in four words. That's crazy. And then it says, there's more, but I want to hear yours.
I want to see what I am in four words. I'm going to ask, what am I in four words? Here we go. Soft. Oh, okay.
That's a good thing. That's a good thing. What, you want to be a metapod your whole life? Psych.
Wait, it's like giving me sentences. How do I say individual words like you did?
Well, what's your gift? Let's go with the gift first. Right. You didn't like it?
It's okay. Your gift is turning moments into meaning. Where others just see a random day, a passing feeling, a small conversation, you see the story. You know how to pause time, capture it, give it weight. Whether it's through your videos, your words, or the way you love people, you honor life in a way most forget to.
You're like another multiverse version of me. It's crazy. Okay, my other one says, the gift of voice. Not just your sound, but your presence. People listen when you speak. Not just to hear you, but to feel you. The gift of play. You turn ordinary moments into adventures. A game, a stream, a date. You make it magic. The gift of love out loud. You love boldly, publicly, unapologetically. And that gives others permission to do the same. Damn! Freaking ChatGPT!
It's taking over our lives. No more.
It's taking over our lives. That's crazy. Andrew?
Yeah?
How did you like your summer? You're about to leave in a...
I leave California in 6 days forever.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Not forever.
Maybe. But it was the best summer of my life.
Why?
I went to Italy. I went to New York.
Yeah.
I went to two premieres, I think.
Yeah.
I saw The Weeknd. I saw Keanu Reeves. I went to a wedding. I went to VidCon by myself for the first time.
Is there anybody else that made it like a special summer?
Any like specific human?
That wasn't here like last summer? Yeah.
Like a specific human I'm not related to that I saw sometimes?
No, they don't have to be related to them.
I can't be related to them?
No, you can, or you don't have to. Anybody that wasn't here last summer that made this summer more special?
But she was here last summer.
Oh, she was?
That's where I met her.
Oh, at VidCon.
Yeah.
That's the first time?
Mm-hmm.
And that was the only time of the last summer?
No, I went to New York too.
Last summer?
Mm-hmm. Oh, and Florida.
Dang, it's been a year?
Mm-hmm.
You guys have been friends for a year?
Yep.
Who are we talking about?
I don't know.
Alana.
Wrong.
Lintao. Did I pronounce that right?
Mm-hmm.
Is Lintao a Filipino last name?
I think so.
Lintao. That doesn't sound Filipino. Not when I say it like that. Oh, it's my pronunciation. Okay. Oh, that's cool. Wow, it's been a year? I didn't even know that.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, yeah, me and Alexis, we were like DM friends for probably like a year, and then we stopped talking for 2 years, and then we started dating after that.
DM friends?
Yeah.
Like you texted every week?
We DM'd often, but she was in a relationship, so it was never like flirting or anything. It was never anything inappropriate.
Uh-huh.
And then I was like, I can't do this anymore.
Because you were in love with her.
Yeah.
The whole time.
Yeah.
You were in love with her the whole time.
I don't know about in love, but I had a feeling that I wanted more and I couldn't just be friends anymore. So I was like, I have to end this, because she would tell me at the time that the guy she was with was who she's going to end up with. I was like, okay.
Mm.
So I was like, all right, let me just... I'd be like, we can't hold hands anymore. But yeah, and then so that's crazy. So you guys have been friends for a year. Wow. How's that friendship going? Is it going good?
It's going great.
How about...
Let's talk about...
Describing Alana in three words.
Or let's describe our family in three words, huh?
Or future family, yeah.
Okay,
let's start with
Let's describe each other in three words.
Okay.
Wait, let's say that for the end. Because we're right next to each other, so we're going to...
Okay. Real life so reaction. Let's start with Aaron.
Yes.
How would you describe Aaron in just one characteristic? What would you encompass?
In one word?
Yeah. Just one... it doesn't have to be one word. It could be... Just one sentence.
I'm gonna put the one word rule on it though. Okay. driven.
He does have a license. That's good. Mine would be there for you.
That's not one word.
Yeah, it's not. You did that. I don't have to put it on mine. I think there for you. Yeah, he's just always there. If you need him to help with anything, if he has expertise, like hanging stuff up or building something or anything, he will be there. If you need help filming, he'll
be there. I would have said that too, but I have the one word thing. So.
Yeah, that's weird. Okay, that's a weird next limit person to put on yourself.
Mariah, Mariah, our sister.
Mariah,
our sister.
Happy go lucky. I feel like she's just happy to be there. She'll just she never makes it less of an experience. She just always adds to the group, and I'd like to have her there for anything.
I won't go with silly. Silly.
Okay, mom. I would say mom is
compassionate.
I feel like I would take it a step further and be like, mom is, she's just like it's like the beloved character of a Disney movie, like Bing Bong or the chameleon from Tangled. It's just like, or the pig from Moana. She's just like the heart of the group. She's the glue. She just makes every experience better. Super funny, even though she's not trying to be. And I think she's just like the heart of the, if our family was in a Disney movie, she would be the heart of the movie. Where like, if anybody was gonna die, everybody would say, not her, not Bing Bong. Yeah, and then dad. Oh wait, what's yours for mom, did you say? Oh, you said compassionate, yeah. Okay, for dad.
He likes Fortnite.
He is a Fortnite guy.
You had a very good answer for mom. I almost cried.
Oh, damn.
What's one for dad? Dad's great. I love dad.
You could also put it in a Disney movie perspective. Like, who would he be in the Disney movie? The dad. He would be the chief. He would be Moana's dad. He would be... Yeah, he's just...
He's got a nice, calming power to him.
He's sturdy. He has a sturdy personality. Like, he's there for you.
And he's caring.
He's not good with emotional talking. But I feel like most dads are like that. Even Alexa's dad, he's actually pretty good at most talking, but you could tell it's hard for him to get, like, he doesn't like to be emotional, but they also have a sense of pride when they are emotional. You just want to be like him. Yeah, he gives you a sense of like, I want to be like him when I get older.
Yeah, I feel like it's hard for him to communicate emotions.
Yeah.
But I know 100%
how
much he loves us.
And it's like, he has a hard time relaying emotions, but the struggle that he has when he is putting out how he's feeling or emotions, you could tell, even if he only gets through three words, how deeply he feels it. That's good. Who else?
Malaya, our niece. She's 12, or she's a kid.
Yeah. I think she is grateful because she's a 12-year-old little girl, and she came here for a week or so, and she was just happy to be here. She didn't cause any problems. She didn't have any tantrums. She was super helpful. Ronnie actually gave her a bunch of makeup, like extra makeup she had. She's like, here, take whatever you want. She took a bunch of makeup. And then when me and Alexis came over, most 12-year-old girls with a famous aunt from California, and they get all this makeup and they're like, oh my gosh, I'm like, this is crazy. Just like, she's 12. She can't afford makeup. Like, she doesn't have money for makeup. So she gets all this nice makeup, like a cornucopious amount. And most 12-year-old girls would take that home and they would make it last and they would be so excited. And the first thing Malaya said when she got all that makeup, she went to Alexis and said, Alexis, can I show you something? And she's like, yeah. And she brought her to her little pile of makeup. And she's like, I just got all this makeup. Do you want any of it? That's crazy to do that. Because most 12-year-old girls, they would be like, no, this is mine. This is I have. I'm keeping it. This is like, and so I just thought that was like, she's just so grateful. She's just so happy to be here. She said it was a core memory, her best summer of her life. And you could tell she was trying to be as good as she could because she wanted to come back and just be with her loved ones in California.
Yeah.
So grateful is how I would do. What you got?
She's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She all right.
Actually, I think she's. I would put a radiant. She glows. She's like a ray of sunshine.
Yeah.
She's just so happy.
Yeah.
I've never seen someone so happy in my life.
Yeah. Like stop.
Huh.
who else is there?
Us, each other.
Each other. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What's yours?
I should have like written this down beforehand or something. I don't know. I had to think. I feel like I'm like dad in that way. I need a lot of time to think. What's wrong?
No, I'm just waiting. I'm just deciphering what you're saying. I'm deciphering.
I need. Oh yeah. Provider. No. I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
But like, that's. I need like a stronger word. Is what I mean. I need a stronger word. Guardian. That sounds like a cool word.
Ooh. Why? Elaborate.
Okay. Elaborate. Because you're like older. It's gonna be done by whenever the wedding is. It's gonna be a good speech whenever the wedding happens. I haven't seen that. Whenever the wedding happens, it's gonna be a good speech.
Okay, mine is. It's a weird feeling to elaborate on or to put into words because I am not your dad, but I helped you. I helped raise you, and I can see a lot of me in you growing up. So. When I look at you, it's the feeling I get is, it's the strongest feeling of confidence I get in being a father. Because when I look at you, I'm like, wow, look how you turned out. Look at the man you're going into. And then I'm just like, I can't, like, I feel like I was a big part of that because I was 12, but I was like raising you as well, along with the rest of the family. So when I have a kid, I hope that he or she turns out like you.
I can't.
Can't what?
I don't know.
Okay, let's go to extended family now.
What? I feel like that was a good ending for that segment. Ronnie. Something about the heart or something? I don't know. Words are hard. I'm gonna take a class at college for writing.
Okay.
I'm gonna say heart.
Heart. Okay. I think for Ronnie. I would say...
It's going to be the most beautiful answer ever. okay. Veronica.
For Ronnie, I would say she is too hard on herself.
What?
I think she's one of the best people, and she's always worried about like other people, and she's always like... she just overthinks and over-worries. Because she just is such a good person that she wants to make sure that she's true to that principle. So I feel like every thought that goes through her head is either like trying to make other people feel better or trying to make herself feel better when she doesn't need to, because she's the best person ever and she's the biggest heart ever, and she's just too hard on herself. Not, and I feel like she doesn't understand what other people see when they look at her. Alexis, my fiance.
What do I have to say for your fiance?
Yeah.
As a human?
Yeah.
As a person? She's funny. Oh, she is funny though.
Yeah.
I think she would be proud that I said funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she loves being funny. She loves it when people tell her she's funny.
She's funny.
Yeah, she is.
You're funny, Alexis.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
You know what I really like about Alexis is, this isn't her description word, but I really like that she humor she brings out of me.
What do you mean?
So she affects, like I told you, I always alter my, like, I don't even purposely subconsciously do it, but I alter my humor for whoever I'm talking to, whoever I'm working with. And the humor that she brings out of me that makes her laugh is my favorite kind, I think.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
That's good.
That was a good answer.
Okay, so let me describe her now.
That wasn't the...
No, that wasn't. That was just something I like about my fiance. I feel like it's kind of a selfish answer, though. But I just like how she affects me.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm going to take that. I'm going to take that mindset.
Okay. and then... okay, Alexis. I like her aggressive selflessness. Like if she wants you to have the last bite, there's nothing you can do except for eat that last bite, because you'll be like, no, you have it. She's like, no, you have it. I'm like, no, you have it. She's like, no, really, take it. I'm like, damn, she's aggressively really wants me, really wants to make sure I eat this. And like, because she cares, even if she's a little hungry. And I'm like, no, I'm full. She's like, I don't believe you. Eat it. I'm like, okay, I'll eat it. So I like her aggressive selflessness.
You know, I think you have with...
Wait, well, did you say mine yet?
Did I?
Did he say mine yet? Oh, no, he asked from... Oh, Guardian. Yeah, that's a good one. I like that. Yeah, that's right to be that, yeah.
We all have like emotional cores in here, and me and Dad like have trouble like tickling it.
Yeah.
But I feel like you can just like grab into it and like just hold the core and then just use it to your best advantage with these speeches.
I don't think that was always the case. It's just I've put myself in so many situations where I have to give a speech or I'm speaking in front of people or I have to fight in front of 20,000 people, strangers.
Well,
that like you just it's a,
as long as I've known you, you've my whole life you've been doing that. I remember in Kentucky you like gathered grandpa in a room and then told him your jokes about, oh, you just told him jokes like, what was it, about being drunk or something?
I don't know.
How, you remember the joke?
How old are you?
Like now, the youngest I could be.
Zero?
I forgot what the joke was, but
dang, that's like you were like a kid and you can remember it, like 5 years old, 4 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And so that means I was like 17 or 18.
Mm-hmm.
I always had a hard time connecting with grandpa. Older people didn't like me when I was younger because I was so hyper and I just like switched topics like boo, 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 and then they couldn't keep up and there's it was a lot. So I bet I found like I thought of these good jokes and I was excited to tell him. And I was like, hey, Grandpa, I got some stuff for you. I got some stuff for you. It was hard to figure out. You're the hardest one to figure out, but I figured it out. And then he loved it. Wow, this was a good podcast. Do you like doing a podcast? Just me?
Yeah, it's cool.
It was cool, right? Mm-hmm. Were you nervous?
I was sleeping before this. I don't know. I was unconscious.
I think it was good. Did you feel not self-conscious about it because you knew I was going to be here for you and I would help you through it?
What? Like a guardian?
That's all we got for you guys today. See you guys in the next podcast with my other brother, Mr. Roy Fabato.
Yay!
We'll be back from his much-needed R&R. I miss him. I love you, brother. And I'll see you soon. If you're not smiling, you're doing it wrong.
Yay.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.